Who will win the AI race? Artificial intelligence stands to transform the future for all of us, but control of this technology is in remarkably few hands. How we got here is told in the new book, Supremacy, AI, ChatGPT, and the Race That Will Change the World, by Parmi Olsen. Parmi is a Bloomberg opinion columnist covering technology and a former reporter for the Wall Street Journal and Forbes. Here she is to share five of her big ideas.
Hello, I'm Parmi Olsen. I'm a technology columnist at Bloomberg. I was previously a tech reporter for the Wall Street Journal and Forbes, and author of the book We Are Anonymous. I'm going to share with you five of the key insights from my new book, Supremacy, AI, ChatGPT, and the Race That Will Change the World. Insight number one. Today's AI boom was sparked by two utopian dreamers. Sam Altman and Demis Hassabis grew up on opposite sides of the ocean, in St. Louis and London, but they had the same wildly ambitious dream: to create computer systems that could surpass humans in intelligence. The goal wasn't just AI, but AGI, or artificial general intelligence, godlike software that could process information, speak, create, and reason, as well as any human being. Sam became a powerful figure in Silicon Valley who believed AGI would bring abundance to humanity and trillions of dollars of new wealth. Demis was an introspective scientist in London, more philosophical in his outlook. He believed AGI would make critical scientific breakthroughs, helping humans cure disease and unlock the mysteries of the universe, perhaps even discover God. Set in their humanitarian ideals and knowing how powerful this new tech could be, both men tried to create responsible oversight for their systems, and both pursued projects to ensure that whoever had ultimate supremacy of AI was not profit-oriented, like the large tech companies who desperately wanted to use it to grow their businesses. On that front, both Sam and Demis would end up failing. Insight number two. Their humanitarian quest turned into an expensive rivalry that saw them submit to big tech. When Demis co-founded DeepMind in 2010, it was the first company aiming to build AGI, and it got funding from wealthy tech tycoons like Elon Musk and Peter Thiel. Demis was obsessed with games, and he measured success by which ones his AI systems could conquer, like the Chinese game of Go. He made huge progress. When Sam announced that he was also building AGI with a new research lab called OpenAI, Demis became paranoid. He worried that Sam had stolen some of his ideas. His old investor, Elon Musk, was now not only backing OpenAI, but trash-talking Demis, telling OpenAI's engineers that Demis was an evil genius who wanted to dominate the world with AI. By now, Google had bought DeepMind, and Sam believed his lab was safer and more human-oriented as a non-profit. But that wouldn't last long. That's because building powerful AI systems was hugely expensive. Sam soon U-turned on his founding principles and turned OpenAI into a for-profit company, striking a major deal with Microsoft. Over in the UK, Demis was struggling to keep his humanitarian goals too. He spent years on a plan to break away from Google and even got the search giant to agree to let DeepMind spin out into something like a non-governmental organization. Demis really didn't want Google to steer AGI. But just as Microsoft was gaining control of OpenAI, Google was also tightening its grip on DeepMind and its AI technology. Insight number three. The growth of AI is consolidating power in the hands of tech giants. There are very few organizations on the planet that have the money, computing power, and talented engineers needed to make the most powerful generative AI, the new form of AI that was sparked by OpenAI's release of ChatGPT. Once that little chatbot was out in the world writing poems and generating photorealistic images, an arms race was on to make something even more capable. But the race was mostly taking place between a small handful of companies: Google, Microsoft, Amazon, and Meta, who could afford those three key ingredients. Over the last 2 years, these companies, collectively known as Big Tech, acted like a giant squid sucking all the oxygen out of the room, they took over promising AI startups who'd been hoping to be the next DeepMind or OpenAI, structuring the deals in a clever way to avoid antitrust regulations. As AI hype gathered pace, the six biggest tech companies watched their market caps skyrocket to nearly $16 trillion, rivaling the GDP of China. I believe this consolidation of power will have far-reaching side effects. It'll continue to entrench the market dominance of tech giants, giving them greater control over the user data of billions of people, and even greater influence over public opinion and culture. The economic disruption of AI, which will likely displace jobs in industries like entertainment, customer service, and media, also looks increasingly like it will benefit big tech firms more than anyone else. Insight number four, AI is being built in secret. In the last 2 years, artificial intelligence has advanced more rapidly than even scientists have expected. But its research is also dominated by the tech giants. In the last decade, the number of academic papers with ties to companies like Google and Microsoft have more than tripled, reaching 66% in 2022. Some say these strategies of shaping research and serving corporate interests mirror those used by big tobacco. And as the race to create ever more powerful AI models has intensified, that research has become more secretive. Arch rivals OpenAI and DeepMind, for instance, refuse to share details about their training data and methods. And that's made it almost impossible for independent researchers to scrutinize their technology for potential harms. In 2021, a small group of female scientists at Google and the University of Washington tried to fight back. They published what would become a seminal paper laying out how Google's newest AI models could amplify racial and gender biases and reinforce stereotypes in society. The researchers warned that this technology could spread misinformation and have huge environmental costs, and that big companies like Google were overlooking ethical considerations and societal impacts while they raced ahead. In the end, Google fired two of those scientists. It turned out if you didn't toe the line that bigger was better, you were out. Insight number five. The biggest problem in AI today is oversight, or the complete lack of it. Sam and Demis had set out to create powerful technology that would benefit humanity in an unprecedented way. But today, that's become a distant dream as new forms of AI have been shaped and controlled by a handful of tech monopolies. They've raced to deploy software that hallucinates or makes mistakes, that can reinforce biases, that erodes human agency and trust in everything we see and hear online, and that threatens to invade our privacy, all with little to no oversight. Barring the European Union's AI Act, which won't come into force till 2026, and whose impact is still uncertain, there are no laws regulating AI. The flimsy ethical boards that Sam and Demis tried to set up to self-regulate turned out to be a whitewash. That all points to a troubling future for AI, one that's increasingly dominated by monopolistic corporate entities and steered towards acting as a tool for corporate gain rather than our collective human benefit. That is not what Sam and Demis set out to do, but the rest of us are set to find out the price. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the book.
Thank you, Parmi. That was five big ideas from Supremacy, AI, ChatGPT, and the Race That Will Change the World by Parmi Olsen. Also check out our book bite for Genius Makers, the Mavericks Who Brought AI to Google, Facebook, and the World by Cade Metz. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.